It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. One of the factors that drove the run on Silicon Valley Bank is fear, a basic worry that money that someone had put somewhere was going to be gone when they came back for it. Here to help us unpack that and some other psychological factors in play at SVB is Hirsch Scheffrin. He's a behavioral economist at Santa Clara University. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Brian.
So you study the role of psychology in financial decision making. How do you understand this latest bank collapse from your vantage point?
The most important part of the story is panic, quite honestly, and that's panic on the part of depositors. We know that bank runs are simply part and parcel of banking industry, has been for a long time. We had thought that we had it pretty much under control. What makes Silicon Valley Bank different and some of the other regional banks that are in trouble is that most of their deposits are too large. The depositors are corporations rather than individuals who need large corporate checking balances. So if you're a financial institution in that situation, you need to be more prudent. And I think what you saw at Silicon Valley Bank was weakness in terms of risk management for psychological reasons that had to do with overconfidence on the part of the leadership at Silicon Valley Bank. Now, the thing is, though, that Silicon Valley Bank was solvent last week. It wasn't failing. So it was a liquidity issue, and it was a breakdown in confidence and trust that led to a mass reaction, a lemming reaction on the part of depositors as they pulled out.
Can I ask you more about overconfidence sort of inside Silicon Valley Bank? How does an institution like that get so overconfident after what the tech industry has already experienced? I know it doesn't relate as much to rising interest rates, but it just seems to me like an institution would have safeguards against getting so overconfident.
So I would say Silicon Valley Bank executives were not atypical of an overconfident culture within Silicon Valley itself. And I want to be clear to say that this is a double-edged sword. So if you need to have a little overconfidence and a little excessive optimism to do great things, and so having that combination of mild excess has fueled innovation and creativity within the valley. It's when it gets a little, when you get too much of a good thing that you wind up in trouble. And it's like Greek tragedy, where you have heroes who do great things but have fatal flaws. And that's what I think we had happen at Silicon Valley Bank.
We know that the federal government is stepping in to address this collapse at Silicon Valley Bank. But when we spoke to South Bay Congressman Ro Khanna, he said federal regulations were just part of the problem.
There was lax requirements by California regulators. I mean, they don't have the same regulations as national banks. And so the governor really needs to look at some of the lax regulations in California and why they didn't uphold the secure standards.
So what role do state regulators have in oversight?
Well, Silicon Valley Bank is a state chartered bank, and so state regulators have first line responsibility. What we know historically is that the strength of regulation ebbs and flows depending on the political environment. Especially after crises, there's a demand for stronger regulation. That's what we're hearing now. And over time, when the threats and the risks aren't as salient, then you will have efforts made to sort of dial back on regulation, because it is true, regulation is costly. It's a balancing act. The question is, where's the right balance point? And really, that depends on people's level of comfort.
Hirsch Scheffrin is a behavioral economist at Santa Clara University. Thank you so much for talking to us.
It has been my pleasure, Brian.